Hey everyone, this is Michael Sparks, and it's the AMSOIL dealer training call for our team, the Sparks team. And this is Monday, August 8th, 2016. If you're listening to this, we appreciate you getting on live. But if you're listening to our recording, whether you're a dealer on our team or just an AMSOIL dealer or looking to be an AMSOIL dealer, we appreciate you. We put these out because we want to help all dealers, all AMSOIL dealers or prospective AMSOIL dealers be more successful at their business. As they say, a rising tide lifts all boats. So the more successful all of us can be, the more successful each individual will be. So, you know, I do these calls not only just for our team, but I do them for everybody that's interested. And we've got a lot of dealers that are not even on our individual team here listening to this. So I think it's a great thing, and I'm glad you all listen to them or download them and listen to the recording. That's just awesome, and it makes me feel special that whatever I have to say is worth listening to. And if you got dealers on your team, you know, feel free to share our dealer training website. You can just go to lube-direct.com, and then there's three tabs on there you can choose from, and just choose the dealer training website. And all of our calls are archived on there all the way from 2012. So you got a new dealer that wants to get going with their business, have them start listening to these, and I think they'll get excited about building their business. Mark your calendars here. The Bell teleconference, Carol Bell has a monthly teleconference. It lasts about an hour. This coming month in August 2016 will feature Todd Falcone as a special guest. Carol and our team here in the Nashville area attended a recent Todd Falcone training event called Cracking the Code to Success in Network Marketing. And the date for that, so mark your calendars if you'd like to listen live, is August 18th, 2016 at 7 p.m. Central Time. And the call-in information, if you're listening to this live right now tonight, same exact call information that you called in to get this call. If not, it will be recorded, and you'll be able to listen to it on our archive. So this will surely be an uplifting, educational, and rewarding call for all AMSOIL dealers. Todd Falcone is one of those in-your-face kind of guys. He just tells it like it is. You know, it was an amazing training that we had, and I think it was great to have the dealers that attended, and I know they're going to implement the ideas that Todd has put out. He has actually a book that he wrote called Fearless Networking, Create Better Connections, Invite with Ease, Obliterate Objections, and Follow Up and Close Like a Pro. So a great little book, easy for any dealer that's interested in building their business to read. So, you know, it's not very many pages. It might be 100 pages or whatever. It's not even 100 pages. So, you know, if you want to read 100 pages and learn how to build your business, look up the book Fearless Networking and by Todd Falcone. So also from Carol Bell, I just got this email earlier today. So she has confirmed with Rob Stenberg and Kyle Garvey with AMSOIL Corporate. Rob Stenberg's part of dealer development, and Kyle Garvey is a AMSOIL field sales manager for the Texas area. They'll be at the Bell team training on Saturday, October 29, 2016, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. So mark your calendars for this exciting AMSOIL dealer training event at her house in Austin, Texas. If you haven't been to Carol Bell's house, it's worth just going and checking that thing out. It's a pretty amazing place, but I think you'll learn a lot by attending this training. It's going to be held there on October 29, 2016 from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. This training is open to all dealers that are part of the Bell team. So that's just a word of warning. If you're listening to this, you have to be in the Bell team somewhere, somehow. If you're not sure you're on the Bell team, contact your direct jobber or your sponsor, or, you know, contact Carol if you don't know if you're on the Bell team or not. If you're on the Sparks team, the good news is you are on the Bell team. So, you know, just beware of that. And all, so It's open to all people that are on the Bell team, as well as downline dealers and direct jobbers. I would suggest any dealer on our team that is within driving distance to consider this event. You'll learn a lot about the AMSOIL business from one of the top five dealers in the entire company. Carol Bell is in the magazine every single month and is one of the top dealers in the entire company. You'll also get to learn from the AMSOIL corporate employees, Rob Stenberg and Kyle Garvey, on how to be more successful, as well as interact with other dealers that are successful, that are working on their businesses, that are excited about the AMSOIL business opportunity. So if you're within, I would say, 300-400 miles of Austin, Texas, that's a pretty big geographical area, but if you're within that far and you're on our team, I would suggest you seriously consider going to this on October 29th, 2016. We're not sure if we're going to be there. We're going to do our best. But if you're within driving distance, it's 100% good idea to do this. I got an idea for success. Recently had a conversation with a dealer on our team about promoting their business. They work a full-time job. They have a fast-paced life, a family, and a lot of other things. And so we talked, it was actually today, talked about creating more success in their business. So what if you could devote 15 minutes once a day? And you could start that out. You start out 15 minutes once a day and just devote that to your business. I know a lot of dealers, they're registered and they want to be more successful, but actually spending 15 minutes once a day, do that. And then work up to doing 15 minutes twice a day, maybe first thing in the morning when you wake up, and then 15 minutes when you get home from work, or 15 minutes before you go to bed, to working, seriously working at your business. Set a clock, set a timer, say, I'm going to work at my business for 15 minutes. Do that twice a day. Work that up to 30 minutes twice a day. As you will have more success in your business at the 15 minutes, it would just make more sense to do 30 minutes. Like, well, heck, I can find an extra 30 minutes twice a day. That's 1 hour a day. You know, there's 24 hours in a day. We all have the same 24 hours. You don't know how many people I've talked to that would get up extra early, that would stay up extra late, that would use their lunch break, that would use a 15-minute break at their work to go return phone calls, or what have you. That 15 minutes is a productive 15 minutes. Most people that are at their job that spend 15 minutes, they go out and maybe smoke a cigarette. I don't know many people that smoke anymore, but they go find something. They maybe spend 15 minutes walking around the parking lot with a Pokemon Go. I don't know what kind of bullshit people do nowadays. But anyhow, 15 minutes, you can get a lot done in 15 minutes. I tell you, you really can. So you build yourself up to 30 minutes twice a day. What if you did 75 minutes a day working seriously at your business? That would add over a year, 365 days a year, 365 times 75 minutes. That's 27,375 minutes. Let's divide that by 60 real quick. Oh, that doesn't work. That's 1 million something. So 75 times 365, 27,000. Divide that by 60 minutes. Why is this thing? Oh, there we go. 456 hours. That's how many hours a year you would work at your business. 456. That's pretty amazing. Divide that by 8. See how many 8-hour days that is. That's 57 8-hour days. Pretty amazing. So, anyhow, that's just one thing to think about. If you just work 75 minutes a day at your business every day, every single day, most of us are not doing this. Most dealers that are working at their business, they think about it here and there, or they might drop a card, or they might wear their AMS, but actually working at the business. So what are some of the things we could do? So most part-time jobs are between 10 and 20 hours a week. What would happen if you dedicated 10 hours a week? I mean, truly dedicated 10 hours of business building time per week. You could do this gaining new customers, following up with customers or following up with prospects, helping our customers, helping dealers get started or answering questions, as well as advertising and / social media. Those are some of the ideas I came up with for ideas for success. But you start out, you know, we don't start out working this business, you know, 40, 60, 80 hours a week. It doesn't work that way. We start out 15 minutes a day. Then we start out 15 minutes twice a day. Start out 30 minutes twice a day, 75 minutes. Most dealers are working at their business part-time, and anybody can do this. And I know many direct jobbers on our team and successful dealers have done this and have moved up in their business. So, you know, most of us are wasting time watching the darn political bullshit circus that's out there or watching football. I posted on Facebook the other day about I was going to watch football, and but I didn't know what team to watch, and I have never watched football. I could care less about football. They're just overpaid people, you know, knocking each other out. Makes no sense to me. But anyhow, so people spend a lot of time doing it, and I felt left out for a brief, fleeting second. And after the little thread was done, I realized that I really am never going to be interested in watching football. Watching TV, playing video games, doing things we don't like to do. So what if you paid somebody to do something you don't like to do and you spent that time actively working your AMSL business? For instance, mowing the yard. You spend some, you know, you pay $35 for somebody to mow your yard. Could you make $35 in that 45 minutes to an hour of mowing your yard? I think any serious AMSL dealer, if you say, okay, when that yard mower guy comes to my house, I'm going to spend the time that he's doing that building my business. You could easily get a AMSOIL order or follow up with a customer to get a business that would make you more than $35 of productive time. So think about that. So anyhow, new products. Before we started the recording, we talked about a new product. AMSOIL is coming out with a gun lubricant and a gun cleaner. We don't know exactly what the product's going to be, but this is announced. It's going to happen on September 1st. And in my mind, is one of the most fantastic add-on or introductory products that we've ever had. And this is from the AMSOIL Hotwire, new firearm lubricant cleaner launched September 1st. This new firearm lubricant effectively lubricates and protects firearms, helping extend life and prevent blockage, jams, and wear. New AMSOIL cleaner penetrates deep into hard-to-reach components, effectively cleaning residue from all surfaces and safely protecting firearms for storage. Ideal prospects include hunters, target/sport shooters, and firearms professionals, as well as hunting, shooting, and outdoors retailers. Check the September AMSOIL magazine for full details. So what makes me excited about this? Number one, I like guns. I've always liked guns. Ever since I was a little kid, I've liked guns. So it's right up my alley. We finally got a product that is targeted towards the gun market. We don't have to say, well, this also works on, or this will also help you type of thing, like the MP product, the metal protector. If you don't know, AMSOIL metal protector is recommended for guns. It's a great product. I've sold hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of MP towards gun owners. I have lots of gun owners that use it. Great product. I'm not knocking that product, but having a targeted product for gun owners, I think, is going to be a great introduction to those people that are in that industry. Everybody that's in the gun-owning industry, if you can afford to buy a gun, you probably have a car, you probably are in some kind of other type of sport, which is hunting or outdoors or what have you. So they got four-wheelers and boats and that whole outdoors person thing is going on. So the gun lubricant is exciting. And what I want to talk about is we've had good success in the past working gun shows. I've done many gun shows where I've registered customers as well as sold enough metal protector product to cover the cost of the booth. Normally, gun shows are in our local market, so you don't have to travel far away to go do a show. It's kind of like the car show market. You don't have very far to go. Most gun shows are indoors, so you don't have to worry about all of your crap flying away or getting rained on or the weather or what have you. So if you schedule a show, you might only have one weekend a month where you could go work at your AMSOIL business. Find a gun show within 50 miles of your house. It's usually a one-day event. Sometimes it's a two-day event. That's okay. But find some gun shows. In some circumstances, I've been excluded from gun shows because they only want gun-related products. Well, now we have a gun-related product which can help us introduce to more people to AMSOIL. So this is a lead-in product. You're not going to make a full-time income from selling gun lubricant, but it's really going to help you out as far as doing gun shows. It's also going to help out if you got any retail on the shelf accounts, or even stopping in at gun retailers, places that sell guns. I wouldn't start out with the big box stores like Walmart or anything. Lots of little, small, hometown gun stores you can go into now and have a product that's just for guns. That would really help get our name in your local area. So back to gun shows, what I like about them, that they're more local. They're very inexpensive. You can usually get a table at a gun show for about $45 or less, 60 at the most, I'm thinking, is what they cost. You can make sales when you're there because the products they buy are not complicated. You don't need specific weights or filters or anything like that. You know, a can of MP for, you know, $6 or $8, you sell it to them. And they walk out the door. It works on everything. Well, now we got a gun oil. We still have MP, which is a great product. We've got other add-on products that you could have at your gun show. You can also, when you're at a gun show, register customers like dealers, PCs, and accounts. Everybody that comes to a gun show, if they want to buy a gun, they usually do something else for a living. So they probably have businesses. They might have trucks. They might be outdoorsmen. They might want to be preferred customers, etc. So you register customers while you're at gun shows. And people that like and buy guns, they do other things. Again, they are boat owners, they are ATV owners, they're motorcyclists, they own businesses. So those type of people are the people we're looking forward to add on as customers. Lastly, gun shows are a great way for inexperienced dealers to gain more experience without a high upfront cost. They're a great way, and they are also a great way for an experienced dealer to expand business. So if you're going to go do a gun show, bring somebody with you, maybe a new dealer or a prospective dealer, and show them how to show them the ropes, as they say. A dealer interference. And so this is one of the ideas that I had for the call tonight was dealer interference. I had an actual problem today. So sometimes I come with my call information from personal experience, and this one actually happened today. Had dealer interference, and my statement is it pays to have good relations with your current accounts. So what happened was I had gotten a Facebook message from one of my automotive shops up in Canton, Ohio. Y'all realize I'm in Tennessee now, so I've got shops all over the country. But I've got a retail on-the-shelf account that started out as a catalog customer, mind you, and I noticed they were buying more than a regular catalog customer should. Then I called and found out that they actually are an automotive shop. I upgraded them, and this was back in 2013. So they've been my account for 3 years now. And contacted me, was concerned because he had an AMSOIL dealer that came into his shop that wanted one of his commercial accounts to get oil changes from him. Turns out this commercial account was actually already buying AMSOIL products from this retail on the shelf, this automotive shop, and getting their vehicle service. And so this guy contacted me, this automotive shop, and was concerned about this. And so I turned this over to AMSOIL Corporate saying this is dealer interference. An AMSOIL dealer should never, ever go into another AMSOIL dealer's shop and talk to that shop about anything. You know, it's one thing if it's a Napa store and you walk in, you got to buy parts and products for your own car, but you should never talk AMSOIL with a protected account. So, you know, I probably should do more on training my retail on the shelf accounts, especially as well as commercial accounts, to know that I am their servicing dealer. I was just glad this guy contacted me, and you know, I contacted AMSOIL Corporate. I gave him the details. I gave him the information about why this is a dealer interference, and let AMSOIL handle this. I was able to help this account understand how the various ways people can buy AMSOIL products, and I think it's going to work out okay. But the fact that I had that relationship, and that's the key, is have the relationships with your customers that you are their servicing dealer. And that means, you know, have a relationship with them, help them promote their business, send thank you cards for their business. You know, go visit if they're local. If they're not local, you know, connect on Facebook. This guy contacted me on Facebook because we're friends on Facebook. At that moment, he's decided that, hey, I want to contact Michael Sparks and say, you know, what the heck's going on here? So what I'm trying to say is, let your accounts know that you're the servicing dealer and that no other AMSOIL dealer is authorized to talk to them. If that happens, educate them on how to treat the situation, which would be to get the contact information from that dealer, you know, business card or what have you, and then turn that over to you. And then what you would do is then contact your regional sales manager about dealer interference, because that is not... That's how we make a commission. That's how we make a living. So, you know, not every AMSOIL dealer has the same moral code capacity that we do. But, you know, way I always say is I wouldn't want somebody walking in my account, so I'm not going to walk in their account. And I think that's a good way to do it. So dealer interference, review the rules with that. If you can go to the AMSOIL dealer zone, under dealer literature, and I'll talk about dealer interference, and I'll put a link in the show notes about that. But just review those ideas and make sure you're on the up and up on your side of it, and then educate your accounts on the proper procedure, which would be, you know, get the contact information from that dealer, and then have them give it to you. You give it to the AMSOIL Corporate, your regional sales manager, and then, you know, take the right steps to knock that stuff in the bud, as they say. Social media, my take. I want to talk a little bit about social media. I had a dealer today contact me about social media. I think that social media is great. I probably spend too much time on it. Most people probably spend too much time on it. We should be focusing on building our business. And yes, we can say that we're using social media to build our business, but a lot of times these things take up a lot of time, and I'm really evaluating my time that I'm spending on social media. I've got to figure something out, because while it's a blessing and a sin at the same time, but what social media should do is drive traffic to your own personal website. If you don't have a personal website, get one today. And then secondly, you should have content on your website that is interesting to people who are interested in your products. So the best way that I know to do that is have a blog website, which means you put regular content. It don't have to be every single day. It don't have to be every single week. I do, you know, once or twice a month, I'll put up a new blog post, whether it be the dealer training site. Obviously, I do that every week. That is content on my website for people that are interested in being an AMSOIL dealer. I have a separate website that is AMSOIL product oriented. So I put new content on that website about products, how the products work, how to get the products, you know, what have you. So, you know, that's another way to do that. And then, of course, the social media. We've got the AMSOIL buy local dealer directory. That's for all the dealers in the Sparks team that have retail and commercial or retail on the shelf accounts as well as their own personal business to promote their business on the directory. And that's another way. That's a three-pronged approach that I'm using for our business. One is my personal AMSOIL product page. Number two is a dealer training website that is encouraging people that are interested in the business opportunity and learning more about AMSOIL to get educated. And it, you know, also helps other dealers in the entire company, but that's okay too. And then number three is the AMSOIL Buy Local. That's the third prong for all of our dealers that are working at their business that want to be listed on the AMSOIL Buy Local dealer directory. So those are a three-prong approach, and I would start out with those three and then use social media to promote. So what I do is I use social media to promote those three items that I'm working on, and that's kind of how I do that. We're running out of time. I had a lot of ideas today, so I might have to put some of these on the back burner, but I'm going to do this real quick. We might go over a second, but you can't convince people against their will. Again, my personal experience. So I listen to this podcast, and the guy has a great podcast, but he talks about success and business and everything, and he kind of poo-pooed talked about pyramid schemes, and then he lumped them in with legitimate direct sales, business opportunities, network marketing, and so. I sent a message and I said, so you're talking about pyramid schemes and lumping them in with legitimate sales opportunities and then going on and say that they don't work because it ruins. So there's two reasons that direct sales or network marketing doesn't work: because it ruins family relationships, and number two, a majority of the people lose money. That was the two reasons he gave. I said, I know you're an open-minded guy. And is network marketing perfect? I said, no, what is perfect? But to lump all network marketing companies and business opportunities together is not fair. I'll address two of your points. Number one, friends and family. If you're involved with a legitimate company with legitimate products that provide value for value exchange, and that is not a pyramid compensation, not a pyramid scheme, a company that has products and services that are sold to the public, I would guess that's a free market way. It's free market. The free market will sort that out. So if you've got a legitimate product, you don't have to sell it to your friends and family type of thing. I said, if you're involved with a legitimate business opportunity, shouldn't you tell your friends and family about it by introducing someone you know or related to your product and services? What's wrong with that? Would you tell a friend or a family about a good movie? Or would you tell a friend or family about a nice beer or a good recipe or a product that you use and enjoy, like something from Amazon or what have you? So all you're doing is doing word-of-mouth advertising. Where I see the problem is the folks that are involved with this type of thing, they don't know when to quit. They just like anything new, there's a learning curve to the business, which a lot of people that are getting started new in the AMSOIL business, they're so excited. They want to, put flyers on people's cars at Walmart, or they want to, just keep hounding their friends. That's not what we're about. We've got a product, just announce it out there. So, and then number two, people don't make money. Well, this can be said for a majority of business startups or a majority of people that invest or go to college or play a lottery or what have you. How many people sign up in these companies don't take it seriously? How many people quit before they become successful? You can take the statistic that 99% of the people don't make money. Well, shit, when they haven't gotten off their ass to get anything done and they don't treat it like a real business, what's your expected outcome to be, actually? So, if it's a legitimate business opportunity, it's a real business. So I went on to write this. I said, I didn't write this to get in an argument. I just wish that you would be open-minded enough to see that at least some business opportunities are out there and legitimate, can provide great investment as well as an education for some people who desire to be an entrepreneur and can get started with low upfront cost, a great support group, and an opportunity to be successful if they desire. besides earning money with the opportunity, it could be also noted that it's an educational process, just like college or an internship or work-study program, where somebody could learn the business, marketing, sales, customer service, relationship building, accounting, tax planning, et cetera, or anything that an entrepreneur would need to have. So even if they didn't make a dime but learned all those things, would that be a whole lot less expensive than a four-year degree? That was my question. I support all entrepreneurs and want everyone that desires to free themselves financially in whatever the endeavor they choose. So that was my initial email of the guy. So this is what I get back. It says, Michael, in a single word, I say bullshit. I know more about network marketing or MLM than you ever will. And then from my bio in 1999, I started a company that primarily reseller of telecommunications, blah, blah, blah. He says, I didn't require recruiting and I didn't sell the opportunity. La-di-da-di said some other things. He says, I understand completely when you call MLM a direct sales opportunity. He says, no, it's just marketing. The entire concept is crap. To truly understand the model, what I did is take a serious, real-world, hard number, look at the products and subject them to the various MLM schemes, binary, unilevel, stair-step. They're all fail miserably against direct two-step markets that dominate the primary market for all consumer products, services, blah, 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 blah. So this goes back and forth. And, so the original statement that I had, I know we're going over a minute here, but the original statement I have is you cannot convince somebody against their will. So this guy is obviously an expert in everything that he thinks he's an expert in. And that he has taken every opportunity and put it against real world hard number type of things. I don't know whatever that means, but so we go back and forth. And the key being that you'll never convince somebody that is against you, regardless of how right you are. Is AMSOIL a legitimate opportunity for dealers? You betcha. Is it perfect? What is perfect besides newborn babies and snowflakes? Just think about that. What is perfect besides newborn babies and snowflakes? People have their biases. When you run into someone like this, it's always better not to challenge them. Don't keep going. Unlike I did, we went on a little bit, just thinking that, well, this guy's going to, it's just not worth my time. I spent time that I should have spent on doing something else more productive, because this guy is not going to open his mind up, because he is knows more than I will ever know about our type of business. So, that's a so-called thing. So anytime you hear somebody that says, I know everything about everything, run the other way, because, we're always learning every single day. The key to this is understand completely when you were involved in the AMSOIL business opportunity, understand completely why you were involved in the AMSOIL business opportunity. Understand how we earn commissions as well as build our businesses. And I'm going to let you go. Last statement here before I go tonight. What attracted me at first way back in 1999, 2000, about the same time this guy got started in the last scenario, 99, 2000, when I got started with AMSOIL, was that I could earn a good income without sponsoring other dealers. And to this day, that is still 100% true. You could make a six-figure income without sponsoring another dealer into your group. You can do it. I've got the numbers to prove it. Would I want to do it? Well, then I don't think so, because over the years, I've learned that helping others, educating and training others creates a win-win-win situation. The dealer that we sponsor and help achieve their own personal goal wins. The customer account that dealer registers wins by getting the best product on the market, and I win by helping both of them. So a win-win-win is what I'm after. I think that, the AMSOIL business opportunity, like, is it perfect? What's perfect out there besides babies and snowflakes? But get out there. Build the business the way AMSOIL has it designed. It's a great business opportunity. We've got great products, and you know, I think you'll see yourself have more success over the years than, you know, chasing after these yo-yos that, you know, think they know it all. So, because when everybody says they know it all, they really don't. So, with that, everybody, I hope everybody has a great week, and get out there and make some AMSOIL happen. Good night, everybody.
Hey, Michael.
Appreciate getting on.
Michael.
Yes,
Michael.
Yes, Carol. Yeah.
Carol. I just want to tell everybody that if they haven't seen their AMSOIL magazine, you and Alicia are in it for making Regency Gold. So congratulations.
Well, thank you very much, Carol, and congratulate everybody on our team for their hard work and dedication. I'm here to help everybody, and, you know, like I said, I'm trying to create win-win-win, and I hope you win too. So appreciate it.
Very good. Michael, that's great.
Good night, everybody. Appreciate getting on.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Michael. Good night, Carol.